Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. Before we get into today's news lineup, we have a critical severe weather alert that you need to be aware of.
That's right. The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids is tracking storms moving into southwest Michigan today, and there is an increasing risk for severe weather. If you are listening to this on Tuesday morning, it might seem fine outside right now. It is currently around 47 degrees with clear skies.
But do not let that fool you. By 3 o'clock this afternoon, we are looking at a 100% chance of rain with a high of 69 degrees. The Weather Service is specifically warning about severe thunderstorms developing later today.
Exactly. Given the recent history of severe weather in Michigan over the past week, residents really need to differentiate between standard summer rain and the specific severe thunderstorm threats we are facing today. Make sure you have a way to receive warnings this afternoon and evening.
If those storms intensify, prioritize your safety. Secure loose outdoor items this morning and know where your safe space is if a warning is issued. We will keep you updated, but please stay weather aware today.
All right, moving into the news, we have a packed show. We're looking at a massive $20 million redevelopment project on Madison Avenue, and we're going to dig into the details of the tornadoes that touched down in our area last Thursday.
Our first story today takes us over to Madison Avenue, where a long vacant piece of local history is getting a massive second act. A Detroit construction firm is officially entering the West Michigan market to help redevelop the old Heinz factory.
It is a $20 million project, and it is being spearheaded by the Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation. What is really compelling here is that they are not just bulldozing it or turning it into luxury lofts. The plan is to create a comprehensive hub for small businesses and nonprofits.
Right. The blueprints include co-working spaces, a restaurant, and dedicated business support services. It is a classic example of repurposing a historic manufacturing facility for modern, mixed-use community needs. But the most ambitious part of this is the ownership structure.
Absolutely. The developers are planning a future crowdfunding campaign with the explicit goal of making the facility 51% community-owned. That is a radical departure from how commercial real estate is typically developed in Grand Rapids. It really is, and it brings up a huge discussion point. How does a 51% community ownership model actually function in practice? It sounds incredibly empowering for the surrounding neighborhood, but commercial real estate carries significant risk. That is the double-edged sword. If the community holds the majority stake, they theoretically receive the majority of the dividends if the co-working spaces and the restaurant are successful. But if the $20 million facility struggles to find tenants or hit revenue targets, those local shareholders absorb that financial burden, which makes the business support services aspect of the hub even more critical. If they are incubating local businesses within the facility, they are essentially generating their own tenant base. It is a closed-loop economic engine, if it works. Another layer to this is the construction itself. The development aims to heavily utilize local and minority-owned contractors. Bringing in a Detroit construction firm to oversee things while prioritizing local minority subcontractors is an interesting dynamic for the West Michigan market. It is a great test case for equitable urban development. But we also have to ask about the funding. To what extent does this project rely on public subsidies or tax incentives compared to private investment to reach that $20 million goal? Usually, projects of this scale, especially those transforming dormant industrial sites, rely heavily on brownfield redevelopment credits and local tax abatements. The crowdfunding campaign will handle a portion, but the capital stack is likely highly complex. If they pull this off, it could serve as a blueprint for other vacant industrial sites across Kent County. We have plenty of old manufacturing spaces that are sitting empty, waiting for a viable second life.
And the fact that a Detroit firm sees enough potential in this specific project to use it as their entry point into the West Michigan market says a lot about the economic momentum Grand Rapids has right now.
It definitely speaks to the growth we are seeing. We will be tracking that crowdfunding campaign closely when it launches. It will be the true test of whether the community has the appetite and the capital to take ownership of their neighborhood's development.
Moving on, we need to talk about the fallout from last week's storms.
We opened the show talking about today's severe weather threat, but the National Weather Service has now officially confirmed that two EF0 tornadoes touched down in West Michigan last Thursday night, June 11th.
It feels like we are reporting on a new tornado every week at this point. The first one struck southeast Kent County near Alto right around 9:30 p.m. The NWS says it had 85-mile-per-hour winds and carved a path that was over 4 miles long.
And that wasn't the only one. The second tornado hit Barry County. That one had slightly lower wind speeds at 75 miles per hour and a path length of 2.9 miles. Both of them caused extensive tree damage.
Yeah, the Saskatoon Golf Club in Kent County reported significant impact from the Alto tornado. And EF0 is the weakest category on the enhanced Fujita scale, but 85-mile-per-hour winds are more than enough to snap mature trees and cause serious property damage.
What is really staggering here is the broader context. With these two confirmations, there have now been 20 confirmed tornadoes in Michigan for the 2026 season, and we are only in mid-June. 20 is a massive number. It completely reframes how we think about our local weather patterns. We had that notable outbreak back in mid-April, and the atmosphere just hasn't stabilized since. It begs the question of how the frequency of these smaller tornadoes compares to historical averages. Historically, Michigan averages around 15 tornadoes for the entire year. To be at 20 before summer officially begins indicates a significant shift in our local weather patterns this season. The sheer volume of these events is putting a massive strain on local infrastructure. And that is exactly the discussion we need to be having. What are the primary challenges for emergency responders and utility crews when they are managing repeated, rapid response recovery efforts week after week? Burnout is a real concern. Utility crews are working mandatory overtime to clear downed trees and restore power lines, only for another system to roll through a few days later. It depletes municipal budgets for emergency management very quickly. It also creates a compounding danger. A tree that was weakened by the high winds in April might finally snap during an EF0 in June. The environmental stress on the region's canopy is cumulative, which is why everyone needs to take today's severe weather alert so seriously. The ground is saturated, the trees are stressed, and the utility grids are already playing catch-up. A relatively standard severe thunderstorm can cause disproportionate damage under these conditions. Absolutely. It is a sobering reminder that while we might not get the massive EF4 or EF5 tornadoes you see in the plains, 20 smaller tornadoes across a state can still cause millions of dollars in cumulative economic damage.
We will continue to track the cleanup efforts from Thursday's storms. And again, please keep your weather alerts turned on loud for this afternoon's incoming system.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up today.
Sounds good. What's first?
Even though Michigan isn't hosting any matches for the 2026 World Cup, the tournament is driving a ton of soccer excitement here in Grand Rapids. Places like Studio Park and Speakeasy Lounge are hosting massive official watch parties. Speakeasy actually just got ranked by Yelp as one of the top 10 sports bars in the entire country for watching the World Cup. It is also perfect timing for AC Grand Rapids, our new pro team joining MLS Next Pro in 2027. They are using this global momentum to build their local fan base ahead of their inaugural season.
And tying back to last Thursday's severe weather, folks down in Sturgis are facing a long cleanup. The storm initially knocked out power to about 3,000 customers, and as of Sunday, 950 were still in the dark.
The major complication there is that the storm damaged both city infrastructure and private residential service lines. That means many residents actually have to hire private, licensed electricians to fix their property's connection before the city can safely restore their power. Officials are estimating full restoration could take up to a week.
That is going to do it for us today on Grand Rapids Daily. Please stay safe out there this afternoon with those severe storms rolling in.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep your weather radios on, and we will be back tomorrow with more local news.